Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen, your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, we ask for mercy and for grace. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask, God, that you will search our hearts, that you will move upon us in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, God, and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you tonight, Lord Jesus. We're calling on you tonight, Jesus.
Yes,
to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation while we're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We can't do nothing without you, my God. We need you to help us, oh, Lord God. Strengthen us and encourage us, Lord Jesus. Lift heavy burdens tonight, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Jesus. We pray, God, that you will send your healing virtue, oh, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver, Lord Jesus. Somebody's in pain tonight, oh, Lord. Somebody's suffering with a condition in their body, Lord. And we know that only you have the power, my God, to make them whole tonight. Touch their body, Lord Jesus, and raise them up, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, if they committed any sin, my God, please forgive them and take away their sin. We know you can do everything, Lord. You have all power in your hand, Lord Jesus. You are the one who made us, oh, Lord Jesus. And you know everything about us. Lord, we are not hid from you, my God. But you know our hearts tonight, Jesus. We want you to work on us, oh, Lord. Fix us, Lord Jesus. Make us all over, my God. And create in us a clean heart. Lord, please take out the unclean spirit, Lord Jesus. Break up the stony heart tonight, Lord. And fill souls with your spirit, Lord Jesus. Save thine souls everywhere, Lord. Please, Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you will let this broadcast be used for your glory, oh God, to reach all the way around the world, Lord Jesus, to souls that don't know you, Lord. Save thine souls everywhere, Lord Jesus. Please, my God, turn the hearts of men from the world. Turn them to you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We know you're able,
right now, Jesus.
Have mercy, Jesus. We plead for mercy tonight, Lord. We ask God to send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Anoint the speaker tonight, oh God, that she may bring forth your word, Lord God, and let your word have free course. Let your word reach every hearer tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, let it pierce the hearts of everyone who's listening. Let a blessing come upon everyone who's tuned into this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able and we believe you tonight, Lord God. And we're taking you at your word, Lord. We're praying for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh God. Have mercy on them tonight, Jesus, and comfort them, Lord. Console them and get them through this difficult time, Lord. Only you can see them through, Lord Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord. We're asking, God, that you will remember the leaders tonight, that you will touch them, Lord, and give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will. and how to lead your people. Oh, blessed Savior, we want you to take control, Lord Jesus, and have your way. Let your will be done. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We believe it, and we count it done tonight, and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for bringing us together one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for keeping us, oh, God.
Thank you for your healing power, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being merciful,
Lord.
Trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Yes. The promise
He's not going to come because he will come.
Thank you.
And I tell you, he will come speedily and deliver his people, those who are trusting in him, those who are doing his will, those who are looking to the Lord. He will come to our rescue. Those who are waiting in prayer both day and night, God will come, and he will answer our prayer. I don't care what it is.
Yes, he will.
God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. You may be weary. You may be tired and feeling fatigued, but don't give up. Continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to wait on the Lord. And let the Lord work it out for you. Let him fix it in your life. Let God make the way out of no way. He's a way maker. He's a door opener. God knows how to fix this situation. Glory to God. If you need renewing, God will come, and he will renew you in the spirit of your mind. But you got to continue to wait on the Lord, to trust in the Lord, and stay right there in place. Don't be moved for anybody or anything. Glory to God. The Bible says, for the Lord God is a sun and a seal. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. When you trust in the Lord, God will make the way. He will fix the situation for you and for everyone that looks to him and trusts in him and take him at his word. The scripture says in Psalm 37 and verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt add. The Lord will feed you. Whatever you need, if you need food on the table, the Lord will feed you. He'll make a way that you can have food. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Just enjoy serving the Lord. Enjoy worshiping the Lord, and the Lord will give you the very desires of your heart. And if you commit your way unto the Lord and trust in him, he will bring it to pass. Whatever it is that you need, God will bring it to pass. So just look to the Lord. Just stay in place. Wait on the Lord. And don't be turned out of the way. Sometimes burdens come and different situations come in our lives. Glory to God. Sometimes those burdens, glory to God, they come in a way that you need the Lord to come to your rescue. And he said in his word, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. You can give it to the Lord and cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. God's about us. He cares about what we're going through. He cares about how we're suffering. He cares. God cares. But just don't throw in the towel. You continue to wait on the Lord. Continue to trust in the Lord. And stay in place. Don't be soon shaken. Don't be moved out of your place. But stand on the word of God. The Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back to the bondage. Just continue to wait on the Lord. stand fast. Get a grip on your salvation and let no man move you from the steadfastness in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God tonight. This may be all you get tonight, but stay in place.
That's all right.
Trust in the Lord.
In place.
Wait right there. Glory to God. He will come. If you need strength, he'll come and give you strength. If you feel faint, God told us in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. You'll be able to stand. You'll be able to go through. You won't be weary. You'll be able to walk and not faint. Just trust in the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. I beat the psalmist said, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that wait for the watch, for the morning. Excuse me. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. You see, David, he waited on the Lord. He trusted in the Lord, even for what he was going through. He stayed right there until the Lord delivered his soul. He was able to say, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. And that's the same thing that God will do for us. Continue to trust in him and stay right in place. Wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be moved.
Wait on the Lord.
God bless you. That's all I have for you tonight. Just wait on the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. There may be somebody out there in radio land. Maybe you're waiting for the Lord to come to your rescue. I'm saying to you tonight, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. But just stay there and wait. Because God is a God of his word. He will not lie and he cannot fail. So as we go into a word of prayer, let us believe God today for whatever it is that you need. God's got it on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, you've already met us. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for every listener, every soul. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray that you touch, oh Lord. Give strength to the weak in the name of Jesus. Those that are weary and tired, oh my God, strengthen them that they may be able to go through. Help them to hold out. Help them to stand fast. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. Teach us how to wait on your patience. Teach us how to endure. We know you're able to take us through. We're depending on you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
You are our very present help in trouble. We're down here waiting, Lord. We need you to come to our rescue. Pour us out a blessing, oh Lord, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Look on every listener tonight. Grant the petitions, oh Lord, according to your will. Save, Lord. Heal and forgive. Blot out of transgression. Heal that sick soul. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to seek your faith and call on your name. Help tonight, Lord. We want you to move in a mighty way. Go into the homes. Touch right now. Save to the uttermost. Help somebody to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them tonight, Lord, to call on your name. Help them to seek your faith and turn from their way. We pray that you will heal them that are sick, those who are afflicted with COVID, those who are afflicted with We know you're able. We know thou art a God, a God that can heal, a God that can save, a God that can forgive sin and blot out of transgressions. Continue to have your way. Continue to bless this broadcast and every listener. We pray that you take control. Send our word, Lord. Send our anointing, oh Lord. Continue to bless us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, look upon every name that is listed upon every one of the prayer lists. You know them one by one and name by name. We pray that you grant the petitions, that you will forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for how you made the way. We thank you for how you answered prayer. We thank you for giving us the victory. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for giving us more faith and more trust in you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to continue to trust in you and continue to look to you, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you go with us and stand by us. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. And this prayer we pray, oh Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, this part of the broadcast is in the hands of Evangelist Shilami.
Amen. Praise God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for the gospel truth broadcast once again. How the Lord blessed us to come together. And I just thank God for the moving of his spirit. I thank him for this beautiful message that came on tonight, very encouraging, very uplifting message. And here she's saying, trust in the Lord and stay in place. You just got to stay where you are and wait on the Lord.
Yes.
He will not fail you. He will show up. Glory to God. It may seem like he's taking a long time, but he's on the way. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just don't be moved out of your place wherever you are. If you're in the middle of seeking God for deliverance, just stay there and wait on the Lord.
Yes.
He will show up and he will deliver. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his anointing. I thank him for the moving of his spirit.
Yes. Amen.
It up inside. I can't help it.
That's all right.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to
you, Lord.
God, the mighty God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All you got to do is just trust in the Lord and just wait on him. Stay right there.
Yes.
The enemy is going to try to get you to move out of that place. He's going to try to get you to do something else that you ought not to do. But stay right there.
Stay right there.
See, won't he answer?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I know he will. Praise the Lord. He will be right there. I just thank God my soul is encouraged through the word of God. I even feel stirred up. I feel like preaching my own self.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Right.
Hallelujah.
You got time.
God is the man. If we just wait on God, all it takes is just faith. Just to trust God and know that no matter what's happening all around us, he will be there. He will come and see about it.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes.
The enemy might have us surrounded, but let me tell you that God is right there in that circle.
Right there.
They might see you, but they can't see Almighty God who's standing in front of you. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, Jesus, and he will take up the battle, and he'll fight for us.
Amen.
That kind of God. Praise the Lord. If you put your trust in him, oh, glory to God, he will never let you down. He will never fail you.
but he'll be right there for taking. I thank him. Hallelujah. I feel like waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And praise be to God. Don't become anxious and try to move hastily, but just wait on God. Sometimes we do get a little antsy and we feel like, well, God hasn't shown up yet, so let me just go ahead on and do this or let me do that because I really need to make a move here. But you ought to wait on the move of God.
Amen.
Your can cause a whole lot of problems. Cause you to get in a whole lot of trouble. Can be devastating to your life. But if you wait on the move of God, God will move with a mighty move. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we will be right on time. Maybe late in our mind, but on time in God's time. Because his time is not our time. So I
just want to encourage
you to take this word of God in. If you're seeking the Lord for the Holy Ghost, just keep on trusting in him and stay in place. Just wait on God. Don't back up. Don't draw back. Don't turn back.
Yeah.
But stay where you are. Hallelujah.
Stay where you
are. Until the Lord shows up. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you faith? Thank you, Lord.
Deliverance, and he will save your soul and fill you with the Holy Ghost. He'll do it for you.
He
wants to do it for you.
Amen.
You need strength. You feel like you're just too weak and you can't make it any further. Just stay where you are. Stay in hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't go back. Don't turn back. Don't look back. But stay right there and keep looking to the Lord. Keep trusting in the Lord. And keep on waiting on him. Hallelujah. And he will give you strength. The Lord will pick you up. Oh, praise the Lord. He will be there for you. I just thank God. I'm just so stirred up about this word tonight.
That's all right.
Touch my heart. And I tell you, I thank God I have a mind to even pray. I just feel like praying. Prayer. It's what's needed, especially in these times that we're living in. The only way we can keep trusting in the Lord, we have to pray.
Yeah.
Things are going on in this world, and we truly need to pray more now than ever before.
Amen.
But I'm coming on here. I just thank the Lord, praise the Lord, for this great opportunity. I thank God for this great broadcast and how the Lord has truly blessed so many souls and continues to bless many souls. And we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists or other clergy who may be on the broadcast right now. We give way that you may give remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I heard somebody sing one time, I don't mind waiting.
Yes.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell and also for the mini sermon coming through Evangelist Hamid.
Amen.
The Lord is stay in place. Wait on the Lord. And David, he said, wait on the Lord. You know, stay right there. And one thing about it, we might have to stay in place while we wait, but God, he won't leave us there. You know, he'll come and move us to another place when he's ready. And David said that God will strengthen our hearts. And I believe it, but we have to wait on him. We can't just abandon our post and give up. And this is what a lot of people are doing because they don't see the results right away. But waiting entails waiting. You know, it entails patience. And I thank God for the word of God. It's very encouraging, although it might have been short and sweet. The anointing was in it. I felt it in the opening prayer, and I enjoyed this broadcast. You want to say to Amanda Maybell, be encouraged and keep on preaching the word of God.
Thank the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the blessings. Spanish May on ten. Amen. She preached out of her soul, short and sweet, but it was good. Amen. And thank God for the sermonette that came through Evander Tamine. I tell you, God, he's good.
Yes,
and he's
he
worthy to be praised. Amen. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you, you, and you to wait on the Lord. Amen. Trust in him. Amen. Don't be moved out of your steadfastness in the Lord. Just thank God for the word. I want to encourage both evangelists on tonight to continue to let the Lord have his way in your life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Rhoda.
I also want to thank the Lord for his word. It's true, the children of God. The Lord is in control. He says in his word, he will never forsake us up to the end of the world. You see, we are going to our beautiful city, our new Canaan. We are crossing over. So we have to be strong. Sometimes as human beings, as Christians, we get away with so many trials, problems, there and there and there. But the Lord is on making us. He wants to make us through all those problems.
Yes.
He has something great for us ahead of us. He has called us for a special mission. So he has to make us. Look at King David. King David not just come a king, just something like that. He passed through so many processes in the wilderness, fighting with animals, bears, lions. He was preparing King David for the great mission to go and kill Goliath. So when we pass through problems, God is in the process of making us to become strong, to become powerful.
Yes.
So we can go and comfort those Goliaths outside there. So my sisters and brothers, I want to encourage you, be strong. Don't worry whatever you are going around. It's just like a school, God's school. God is training us to go ahead and do something great for his kingdom. I thank the Lord so much. Let us continue trusting him. He's in control and he's with us. He said in his word, he will never forsake us up to the end of the world. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Daddy, you want to say something?
Yes, I want to thank you for that message that you brought to us tonight. I hope everyone listens and understands and do what the Lord wants you to do.
Yes.
Amen.
I thank you. God bless you.
Thank
and God bless everyone within the sound of your voice. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. All the beautiful remarks, encouraging remarks again for that powerful and encouraging message. Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you. I just thank the Lord for all things. And my soul is just stirred up. I am just rejoicing. I'm praising God now because God is a mighty God and he's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
And
yes,
he
is. Order.
He mentioned about how God is preparing us for a special mission.
Yes.
And we might have to face lions and bears and all of this, but God will give us what we need. He will take us through.
Yes.
He'll be there. Hallelujah. David, the Lord gave him strength to subdue a lion.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, with his bare hands.
Yes.
So God can do anything. And I just thank the Lord once again for all things. And now we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the broadcast on tonight. I especially thank the Lord for the word, Evangelist Tamine. I tell you, she could have went on. I tell you, I was enjoying that. I just thank God for that anointing, how the Lord met us here tonight. Also thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelists. Evangelist Cynthia, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Amin, and Sister Rhoda, and my dad. Very encouraging words coming through them. And we thank the Lord for that. And we're not going to go in any form or fashion, but we thank God for this broadcast. And I want to encourage everyone on the line to continue to wait on the Lord. Stay in place. trusting in the Lord. That's the main thing. You got to trust in the Lord while you're waiting, and God will deliver. So I want to say to my dad, courage, continue to seek the Lord. The Lord has truly blessed him, and I understand he received Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank the Lord. We thank Sister Rhoda for how she's been working with my dad, working in prayer, praying with him. Glory to God.
Yes.
We need more people like that, more sanctified saints to pray until the soul comes through. Glory to God. I thank God because she has a praying mind and a praying ministry. I'm glad about that. I want to encourage her to continue to do what the Lord gives you to do as long as he gives it to you to do. And I want to say to my dad, keep seeking the Lord until he sanctifies you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Because he wants to do it for you. And he's willing. And I believe he will. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my trust is in the Lord, and I believe he's going to do what we ask him to do. And we also thank the Lord for the testimonies of victory, the testimony that came through those who had a prayer request. They made their prayer request known, and one stood up and acknowledged what God had done. So I granted the petition that they desired of the Lord. All it takes is a little bit of faith.
The Lord.
And they got the victory. They got what they asked the Lord for. And I tell you, we was praising God and thanking God for what he has already done. So let us keep praying and stay in place and wait on the Lord and let him do his job. And everything will be all right. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. If there's nothing else, we expect to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Join us, Lord willing. And this brings the broadcast to a close. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.